For sure.
Oh, man. Wait, do you have it on in the background?
I do.
It's a great song, man.
You know, I have an ear for sound.
You do, you do.
Now, do I know how to make any of these sounds on my own accord? Absolutely not.
Hey, man, everyone's got their strengths.
But I can hear it. But yeah. Damn it, I can hear it.
Yeah, I like it. The vocals are good. It's not, I mean, it's not, I don't know, it's not like super mainstream, but it's good.
I mean, okay, I mean, define super mainstream, like Marshmallow.
No, you know, that's a poor choice of words. It's, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
I mean, it's Martin freaking Garrix. It's not
he's like one of the most mainstream DJs there is.
I know what you're trying to say, but you didn't say it correctly.
That is correct. But anyways, yeah, it's a good tune.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Hold on, I gotta run across the street and I can't run over.
Alright. Oh, no, look at me. I can text and chat at the same time. Okay.
Wait, what do you mean?
Because before when I tried to do that, the audio would cut out.
Oh, okay.
This is awesome. So I can do...
Who are you trying to text?
There's a female.
Oh, okay.
Trying to text. Nice girl. So, I'm going to be texting her.
All right.
Yeah. It's all good. It's all good, though. It's all good.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
I was just curious.
It is fine.
How much have you had to drink already?
Let's see. What time is it now? About an hour and a half's worth. I don't know.
Okay, that'll do it. That's funny, man.
Man, you know, it's a sad existence I live, let me tell you.
Hey, man.
It's not even about that. It's just like, even if I'm not going through any goddamn thing in my life, it's like Friday, I'm off. Okay, start drinking. It's like, what is that? Like, as soon as I entered my door, I'm like, okay, where's the wine? All right, let's get this party going. Like, come on.
Why do you think that is?
It's just like, man, what else am I going to do? I don't know.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? What else am I going to do? Tomorrow I'm going mountain biking, but that's tomorrow. What am I going to do right now? You know what I mean? What am I going to do right now? So right now I'm watching a basketball game that doesn't mean anything because basketball doesn't mean anything before, like, March.
This is true.
So, I don't know, man.
Have you been watching any shows? Oh, yeah, Brockmeyer.
Brockmeyer finished that in, like, 3 hours.
Yeah, no, me too. I threw it on, and I'm like, these episodes are 20 minutes, and I was kind of sick anyway. I'm like, yeah, this is perfect.
Yeah, but it was, like, I think they're, like, 8 episodes or 10 episodes. Like, they're not that many episodes.
I think it was only 8.
It was, like, 8 this year, right? Or, yeah, this season.
So it's like 2.5 hours.
Yeah,
it's like 3 hours.
It's shorter than The Irishman.
Yeah, that's insane. 8 episodes are shorter than The Irishman.
Dude, The Irishman's horrible. Have you watched it?
I started it and I stopped it and I never started it again.
Because it's really hard to start and stop.
That's why I'm like, it's fine. I'll never watch it.
No, it's fine. It's a fine movie. I mean, Scorsese or whatever the hell his name is. He could have shaved easily an hour off it. Like, easily. Like, he could have shaved a lot more than an hour off it, but, like, conservatively speaking, he could have shaved an hour off it. Like, no problem. It's super redundant.
It felt like it was dragging.
It's super redundant.
Yeah.
It's a fine movie. It's nice to see all those guys on the screen. It's nostalgic.
Yes.
Yeah, that's cool. I like it.
Goodfellas with the voiceover.
No, I mean, yes and no. Yes and no. Pesci.
That's why I think
Pesci
did a good job.
Pesci stayed within himself. A good performance. He wasn't crazy. De Niro. Oh man, there were a few scenes in there. He's just like kicking the shit out of people, but he's like 80 years old, and it's like I'm like, this is stupid. Come on, no one's buying this. But what's his name? Pacino. He's just like the whole movie, and I'm just like, it's fine. It's nice to see them. It's nice to see them, but. You watch it once, you'll never watch the movie again because it's 3.5 hours.
I, I have no desire. Oh, I do have a recommendation for a show. It's only one season. You could pump it out just as fast as Brockmire. Have you heard of Living With Yourself with Paul Rudd?
No.
Check it out on Netflix.
Okay.
I just found it on a whim, like organically, and I was like, this sounds interesting. And I watched the whole season in, same thing, like a couple hours. I think you would like it. He's unhappy with his life. He's married.
Yeah, like that'll do it.
He's in a corporate he's in a corporate job, and then I won't spoil it. You'll like it a lot. It's like existential.
Married and corporate job. Yeah, that's the American dream right there.
It's a dark comedy. It's funny and it's like deep. You would like it a lot.
No, that sounds like something I'd watch.
Paul Rudd's awesome.
Rudd's solid, man. Paul Rudd's a solid performer.
Yeah. It's good. That's what I'd highly recommend.
Okay. That's something I will check out for sure.
And it's not like super, you don't have to be super intellectually engaged either. So, okay. Yeah, man.
Good.
So what's this about the prayer and stuff you've been looking into?
No, so yesterday I was like, I don't know why it just dawned on me yesterday, but I'm like, well, I guess it was like your videos, like you're meditating and shit. And I'm like, and then I start questioning. I'm like, what's the difference between prayer and meditation? It's the same concept, really. There's overlap. Prayer, you're praying to a certain individual, whoever that be. For us, it's Jesus, but for other people, that's other things. Whatever. That could mean a number of things. You're praying to somebody or someone, something. Whereas meditation is, I guess, your own self-reflection without expectation of, I don't know, not interference, that's not the right word, but for lack of a better word, expectation of interference from another individual, I don't know.
No, I mean, I would argue they're basically the same thing. Once you get rid of, like, the dogma, I mean, well, it depends. There's different types of prayer, too, right? Like, you could pray where you're asking for something.
And that's what most people do.
Yeah, like, please help me with this, blah, blah, blah. And then Christian meditation and meditation is basically like you're surrendering to the presence of God within and you're quieting your own egotistical wants and needs.
And that's more or less how I'd like to pray.
Yes. So, okay, Christian, so it's basically meditation.
I guess I don't. How do you define Christian meditation, though? Because to me, Christian meditation is prayer.
No. I mean, I've read a lot about it, and I've watched a lot of videos by several. It's basically centering prayer is what I would look into, if you're interested. But it's essentially, it literally is the same as, like, Buddhist meditation. You're completely quieting your mind and yielding to God or Jesus or whatever, your higher self, and attempting to have that source or whatever work through you.
You know where I would take you if you were coming out here by yourself? There's a cop. So you know I'm Coptic Orthodox, right?
I would love to check it out.
There's a Coptic, or no, not the church. There's a Coptic Orthodox monastery in Barstow, California. It is, so you know the 15, right? That's the main highway.
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, you know what it is. You've driven on it, found your way to. Well, actually, no, you haven't because you're coming from Arizona. But anyways, it's the main highway. So you're driving from Vegas to L.A. The main highway is the 15. And that'll take you through. So you get off an exit in, like, Barstow. And then you go, like, 10, 15 miles east, like, straight into the desert. There's a monastery. It's a Coptic Orthodox monastery. Which I actually think you would enjoy.
Interesting. I definitely would love to check
it out. It is about 2 hours away from me.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
I mean, it's not something you'll do this time out, but like one of these times, I would actually make that trip with you. Because I've been meaning to go. I haven't gone in a very long time.
Hell yeah.
And when I went, it was wasn't in the right headspace. But yeah, that's something I'd like to check out with you at one point. But and it's not far at all.
I mean, that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the biggest difference between
what you're describing is so Christian meditation is almost sounds monastic to me. That's where I was going with that. I mean, it doesn't have to be to that extreme, but like monastic is
you mean like monks?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
no,
not to that extreme, but yeah, more or less.
That's where it originated. I think a bunch of monks, because there's with religion, there's so much dogma attached to it.
Right.
And Christian meditation is basically saying, well, you can only experience God when you're silent.
Which is true.
It's eliminating all the dogma and just saying to be spiritual, that's
define what it is. Dogma. I know I'm asking you to define a few things.
No, that's fine. This is good. Dogma would be like the rituals and traditions and the
cultural influence. I would
yes,
say. Yes, that's huge. Because in our church, it is hard to separate the two, which exactly. causes a lot of problems.
Yes,
so many of us would like to. Well, not so many of us, but like people my generation, first generation here. Would like to separate the culture from the actual religion. And we have a super difficult time doing that because of our parents and because of how intertwined the two can be.
Yes.
So, I mean,
oh yeah.
Because that, Orthodox,
that's so interesting.
Orthodox at its purity, removing all the other quote unquote dogma is beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Is beautiful.
Yeah, man.
It is beautiful. If you study it, it's beautiful. But all the other cultural layers to it, it complicates things. It muddies the waters quite a bit. So
that's a good way of describing
that's,
it.
That's the struggle. And I'm actually going through it right now because we have a Coptic Orthodox church out here.
Uh-huh.
It's not very good, so I don't want to go. I called my priest in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, listen, the Coptic church out here sucks. I don't want to go. Give me some alternatives. And then he recommended Antiochian Orthodox, which is basically like Turkish Orthodox.
Sure.
So I've been going to that like every other week. Beautiful church, and I love it. But then there's a part of me that feels guilty for going to that church instead of the Coptic church. I think as soon as I get over that, I'll be fine. But
that's so interesting, man. I didn't realize it was such a big... I know you've mentioned it was a big part of your life, but I didn't realize it still was. That's really cool.
It's not that it still is, but like when you're talking about marriage and you're talking about family and how you're going to raise your kids, these are things you need to consider.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, my mom. Yeah.
When you say this church sucks, what do you mean? I'm just curious. Like, what do you mean by it sucks?
It's very small. It caters toward a certain demographic.
Ah, okay.
It a lot of gossip. Not so much about me, because I've just tried in general. I'm just like this.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting here as a third person observer, right? Not super involved. I'm just like this sucks. I don't want to be here. Like, I don't want to raise my kids here. Like, you know. Like,
interesting.
You know, and because that's how I'm thinking. Those are more or less the ways I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this sucks. And then it creates this kind of paradigm where it's like, do I even stay in Vegas now? Do I do this? Do I do that? But then I'm like, I don't want to leave Vegas. You know, I just want Vegas to be better because I actually love it here. I would just change a few things. But, like, I actually love being in Vegas. I love Vegas. But I just want the area around me to improve. Why do I have to leave? You know, why don't you just get better? You know, so that's kind of where I'm at.
No, that's so interesting.
Because
man,
Vegas is awesome. Not for the strip. I live on the strip. I'm staring at the strip right now.
Right.
All the hiking you can do. All the fucking cheap cost of living, high salaries.
You're near so much other stuff. It's like just, California.
It's a joke.
And,
it's a joke. Yep. Flying in, even flying in here is a joke. So flights in and out of here are a joke. Like, yep. Why am I leaving? Why would I leave? Like, objectively, why would I leave? I don't want to leave.
Right.
I just want you to be a little better. I don't want to leave. You know? So that's kind of where I'm at. And that's kind of my, my paradox, if you will.
No, that's interesting, though, that you said about the church, like, that there's, like, a hypocrisy factor, right? Like, like you said, the teachings of, I think, any religion at its core are fucking beautiful.
But I'm saying, like, this, like, the church, our church, like, specifically is beautiful. But
I'd be, I'd love to read about it if you have any good information you'd like to send me.
I would,
I'd be curious. I'm always interested in learning about the different denominations.
I will reach out and I will I'll see if I can get you some good literature, not just something I Googled.
Right.
Yeah, I'll reach out and see if I can get some good literature.
I purposely will not Google it because it's, I mean, you could find a lot of BS when you Google something.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm just curious about it. But yeah, man, that's the whole thing with prayer and meditation is it's like you. You transcend and you pierce through all the cultural human nature BS and you get in touch with whatever, the divine, God, whatever you want to call it. And then you, the more you get in touch with that, it directs your life and makes your decision-making easier, so to speak. So I think that would be essentially the same thing as meditation. But Christian meditation, obviously, they focus on the word God and Jesus. Yeah. But it doesn't matter what word you use. I think it's all the same, personally.
I mean, if you're taking it in a, I guess in a pragmatic sense, yeah. But but if you want to be a little bit more nuanced, then yeah, those nuances matter more. But
no, that's fair. That's fair. But, it depends on how you want to take it.
Yeah, no. But objectively speaking, sure. Yeah, I agree with you.
But yeah, no. I've been vibing a lot more because obviously I was raised Lutheran, and you know when your parents raise you in a church, it's hard to really get it because it's spoon fed to you, right?
You're right. Exactly.
And then you have enough life experience. I think the natural tendency is you go away from religion. At least I did. And then you go through enough life experiences and you kind of come back to it with your own lens. And you're like, wow, this shit makes a lot of sense.
Right.
So I think that's what has to happen is you have to come away from it and then kind of come back to it.
Well, that's where I am right now. So I've been away from it and I'm trying to come back into it organically. Mm. But the problem is church out here sucks.
Mm.
So that's when I'm like, okay, what the fuck do I do? But then also, like, and I was actually just talking to my cousin about this. I'm like, because we're looking, you know, for Egyptian women, right? And like,
sure.
Because compatibility, right? Yeah. And they are all ugly. And we're like, dude. Because my cousin, like, you think I'm good looking. My cousin, he's a super handsome guy. We're like, sure. We're sitting here, we're just like, dude, what the fuck is this? Like, no. So I have to So just because she's Egyptian, I have to compromise like everything else. So I'm like, no, this is stupid. Like, no. Like, no. Like, this is dumb. Like, think about all the other things we have to compromise just because she's Egyptian in order to make it fit. I'm like, this is dumb. Like, I don't want to do this. You know, I would rather meet somebody from outside the church and then bring them into the church. If they're willing.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Then just marry an Egyptian girl who I find semi-attractive, but I'm not fully attracted to. And then I have to compromise other, you know, just compromise other things. Just as far as compatibility issues. Like, if you remove religion from it, just basic, or culture from it, just basic compatibility you're just removing because, oh, she's semi-attractive. She comes from a good family. Okay, let's try and make it work, you know? And, like, no, I'm not doing that bullshit. Like, so that's kind of where I'm at right now. Even this girl I'm talking to, she's Mexican. She's first generation here, but, like, she's Mexican. Nice-looking girl, but she likes to hike. She wants to go biking with me. She drinks
That's awesome.
She drinks beer. She's not super into sports, but she likes live sporting events. So I could take her to a baseball game. She'll love it. She'll have
Knights
beer,
game, yeah.
Knights game, just hang out. I'm like, you know what? That's what I want.
That's awesome, man.
I'm like, that's what I want. But how do I bring her into the church? That's where I'm kind of – or how do I bring anyone from the outside in?
Right.
You know, and that's what I'm kind of like – that's my struggle. Because I'm not attracted to my own kind. I'm really not.
It's interesting.
So it's like, I can't do it.
Yeah, but do you think you ever could be like if you got really into the church and like maybe changed your orientation? Do you think you could see yourself possibly being attracted to someone from the church?
What do you mean, change my orientation?
Not sexually. That's
no,
what
that's not.
Like.
What, no, that's I, not. No, yeah, no, that's not. I,
oh, okay,
I knew that's
but
not what you
like.
Meant.
I don't know. Change what you're looking for, maybe.
I am. I'm looking. Okay, so
I'm not saying you have to. I'm just asking.
No. So my past relationship has taught me is don't place as much emphasis on the looks.
Sure.
That being said, there needs to be a physical attraction. If you're pretty, but then you have great characteristics outside of your looks, your personality.
Sure.
You know. Just our basic compatibility, our hobbies and whatnot, that's more important to you than you just being a 10 out of 10.
Right.
Because the last one, to me, was like a smoke show.
Mm-hmm.
But we fought over everything. And,
right.
And I'm like, you know what? I don't want to do that anymore. So this next one, I'm just like, let's go hiking. We're going hiking Sunday. We're gonna go hike. She wants to go cycling. She wants to get into biking. So I'm like, okay, we'll go to a bike shop after. We'll get you measured.
And that's awesome, dude.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And that's what I want. I'm just like, just be cool. We went on a date last week. We went to a brewery. She drinks beer. She works out, but she drinks beer. So she's like, hey, let's go to a brewery. It's her idea. She's like, oh, let's go to a brewery. And I'm like, I don't really drink beer, but like, I was super turned on by the fact that she's recommended going to drink beer.
Right.
It was her idea. I'm like, that's awesome. Yeah, I'll grab a beer with you. That's fucking cool. Because you know what that tells me? If you go to a baseball game, you'll grab a beer. And you know what? I like that. So, yeah, I don't know. So I've changed my outlook in that respect, but I do still want her to be a good girl, you know, and then just bring her into the church slowly. Even if you don't ever become super religious, right. Because I don't expect you to be my mom in that respect, nor would I want you to be. But, right. Yeah. No, so that's kind of the struggle right now. So I mean, that's kind of what I'm working on. But I've kind of, and I actually just texted my cousin this. I've kind of given up on the notion of just finding the Egyptian girl who meets this criteria. So we just kind of need to expand upon that because. We're taught to just date our own and marry our own people, right? You know, but we're not like white people. If you're Irish, you can marry someone who's
right. It's very versatile,
right? You know, what's white? You can be anything.
European.
You could be anything. Like, who cares? You're white. You know,
like, that's very true.
You know what I mean? Like us, like we gotta find an Egyptian girl. Yeah, we gotta find a good Egyptian girl for you. I'm like, Ma, they're all fucking ugly. Like, what do you want me to tell you? Like, I tried. I seriously tried. There's this Egyptian dating app. I was on it. Listen to me.
What's it called?
It's a Coptic dating app. So it's an Egyptian Christian dating app. It's called Meet and Right.
Okay.
I exhausted through every option between the ages of 22 and 38. And I kid you not, they're all ugly. Okay? All of them. 98%. I only swiped right on... I only matched with two people in the entire world. Between 22 and 38, one of them lives in Abu Dhabi, and the other one I swiped right because I grew up with her, so I thought it'd be funny to swipe right and us match.
Man.
That's it.
Wow!
In the entire earth. Okay, so
on the app, on the app.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, come on, you know. What I mean. Like, I'm not going to go to Egypt and, like, grab somebody. I'm not going to grab some fob. Like, you know. So it's like, so I'm like, you know what? Like, I got to open it up a little bit. So, yeah.
Oh, that's cool, man.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're. It's a process.
It's definitely a process, but doing that. Oh wow, nice shot! I'm sorry, I'm watching basketball right now. What was I saying? Yeah. So that's that. You start grad school this month, right?
Yeah, this week.
This week?
Tuesday.
Shit, man.
Yeah.
You're gonna do a couple classes this semester, yeah?
Yeah, it's Tuesday, Wednesday night from 4:15 to 7, basically.
That's
so
not
it's
bad.
Like,
twice a week.
It's
not bad at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, it's like 5 hours a week ish. So it's the commute won't be fun, but
commute won't be that bad though. It's Jefferson Park, right?
Yeah, right. It's not.
You're
not
going like
city.
Into the city, exactly. Yeah,
it's not downtown. Yeah, if I was going to like University of Chicago or something, that'd be.
Oh
weird.
Christ! Yeah, but yeah,
no, I'll make it work.
Even twice a week is yeah, that's fine, man.
Yeah, so we'll, I mean, it's exciting. Obviously, it's a new stress, but
yeah, I mean,
it's a transition.
What time
period.
Are you getting off work on those days?
I'll get out at 2:45.
I was gonna say take the train, but now you're kind of close.
Nah,
you're gonna
have
to drive. You're gonna have to drive.
Yeah.
That. Yeah,
and I'll be in Mount Prospect.
Oh, that's right, because that's where you work, right? Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Yep.
Okay,
that's
yeah,
where
that's
school. It's not bad. No, I might take
that's,
45
that's just
minutes.
Before. Yeah, that's just before rush hour.
Yep.
You might catch the early parts of rush hour, but that's not bad. You're fine.
Yeah, and I have an hour and a half, so I'm fine. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. That'll actually be good for you. Yeah, that'll be good.
Yeah, no, it'll be nice, man. And then I'm trying to go to like Toastmasters tomorrow or Monday,
yes.
Which is like that public speaking group. Want to do that?
Oh yeah, you told me that. Yeah, you
yeah.
told me about that.
But otherwise.
Oh, by the way, to log into this app, I had to reactivate Facebook, so now I'm back on Facebook.
Oh, okay, you're gonna turn into me, man. Or you keep coming and going.
No, because I had legit, I was like, yeah, I'm going to shut it off for a month. But then Anchor asked for my Facebook.
Oh, you're logging.
And I'm like,
yeah.
And I'm like, fuck.
No, that's happened to me before because you forget your information. You're just logging with Facebook.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, fuck me. So, yeah, no, I'm back.
I'll drag you back in just when you think you're out.
Son of a bitch. That's how they get you. God damn
100%.
It.
They know.
Oh, I didn't. Yeah, I didn't realize that until like, whatever, half hour ago. I'm like, God damn it.
And then you get some notifications or whatever, and then you're back in. It's fine.
Whatever. I'm off Instagram. That's good.
That one's got to be way worse. That's why I'm never going on Insta.
No. Instagram's way worse for me. That's a rabbit hole.
It's got to be because it's all pictures and yeah.
That's a rabbit hole. Instagram's a rabbit hole for me.
Yeah. No, I'm scared of Instagram.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm back off Facebook, so I was off for like 24 hours.
Sure, I'll send you a poke. Remember when they?
Right.
I don't even think.
Fuck, yeah. They do. They do. That exists.
It does still exist.
Yeah. People poke and wave and do all that shit.
I remember
yep.
poking, man. That was such a big thing back in the day. That's funny.
Yeah, if a girl poked you, I was like, ooh.
You're like, wow. She really wants the D.
Well, I must poke her now.
Oh, my God, dude.
Oh man.
So with like the prayer thing, is that something you like thought about doing or like adding?
No, I mean I I need to pray more. Like I grew up praying and stuff
sure.
because that's what I was taught, but it's not something I've practiced
sure
in quite a while.
It's such a such a complex thing too, because yeah, there's so many different forms of it.
But, like, when I pray now, I don't want to be like, hey, God, please help me with this.
Right.
Like, I don't want to do that.
Right.
I don't want to do that. Like, that needs to evolve. I can't just be asking for shit all the time.
Right.
Like, no. Like, I have enough. I have more than anybody. Just, okay. Like, you know, pray for other things, you know.
Yeah.
Pray for other people. Pray for other things. Like, come
well,
on.
No, one of the best quotes I ever heard was, like, if you pray one thing a day, just make it thank you. Just say thank you, because once, if you're grateful.
I was taught that.
That's great.
Yeah.
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 I mean, we're fucking blessed, man. We got so much shit. Like, we complain, yeah. but
yeah, exactly.
We're in the 1% of the world.
Yeah, it blows my mind.
It does, because we still find ways to bitch,
like all the time.
And there's people that don't have water, don't have food, are in traumatic
yeah.
households.
It's,
you know,
it's terrible. It's terrible.
It is.
It's terrible.
So it's like you find the balance between being grateful for what you have, but also wanting more. Right? It's like.
Right.
It's that paradox. But it's almost like once you're grateful for what you have, you naturally just want to grow more. I don't know. It's very interesting. What were you gonna say?
No, it's like you almost feel guilty for what you have.
Yes.
But then at the same time, it's like you want more. Not, I mean, you pretty much what you just said. Basically, what I want is I just want to be left the fuck alone. What does that mean? Don't tell me when to work. Don't tell me when to do this. Don't tell me when to take my vacation. Don't tell me anything. I'll tell you. With the understanding that when I'm working my ass off.
Mm.
With the understanding that when I'm working my ass off, when I'm telling you I'm going on vacation, I'm going on vacation. That is not to be questioned by anyone.
Yeah, you want to be free, man.
That we just want
to
be free.
Seriously, that's all people want to do is be able to be themselves and just not be a slave to anyone else.
Yeah, so corporate this and corporate that. That's not for me. That'll never be me.
Nope.
Ever.
Nope.
I'm not asking you for a vacation request and you sign off on it. I will never do that.
I hear you, man. That's my goal, too.
I will never do that. Now the reason why people like money is because money buys freedom. But it's not even about the money. If I had the freedom and I was making a conservative salary, I'd be just as happy. It's not about the money.
Right.
Because I don't care about the flashy cars. My next car I'm going to buy is going to be probably a Honda Civic.
Fuck yeah.
I don't care. I don't care. You
it's
know?
A car.
Like,
yeah.
It's a car. It gets me from A to B. And plus, Civics are really nice.
The new ones are sick, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, I don't need a Mercedes. I don't need a fucking Tesla. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't need that showy shit. I don't need a $10,000 watch. Like, that shit doesn't matter to me. You know? I just want to be free. So, this next gig that I'm working on is hopefully going to be one step closer towards that.
It's amazing, man.
Freedom. Freedom, because it's gonna be less base salary, but more freedom.
Mm.
He just texted me today. I don't know what he said. I didn't really read it because I yelled at him a few days ago. I'm like, dude, you're not serious. Fuck you. Like, I'm done.
and then we
met up, and then
which guy was this? The same dude,
Joe. Yeah, and he's just he's just being aloof about the whole like setup. What he texted me today. Hey, man, Happy New Year. Going to San Diego on Saturday. Meeting Coca. That's a doctor. Meeting Coca today to talk more. We'll need to get things set here and get your exit from where you're at and play. Basically, I text him, Happy New Year. Where's my money?
Oh, that's what he said?
No, that's what I said back. I'm like, Happy New Year, man. Like, where's my contract? Give me a contract. And then we'll set up my exit strategy because he wants me to set up my exit strategy. And I'm like, yeah, you'll have an exit strategy once you give me a fucking contract. Once you give me a contract we agree to terms on, then I'll exit. So the way I'm trying to draw it up is at the latest, by the time you guys come out to Vegas, I'm done. Good.
Hello? Hello?
I'm here, sorry.
Oh, okay.
In my head, that's going to be, like, my hard deadline. Like, I'm going to take that week off. I don't care if I have a job, I don't have a job, I'm in between jobs, I'm off. Mm. Right? Like, that's my hard deadline. So I'm using that date that you guys come out here as a hard deadline for, like, because I want the week off. I don't want to meet you guys there Wednesday or Thursday. Like, I'm off. Fuck that. Like, I'm taking the entire week off.
Yeah.
So I want to drink. I want to hike. I want to chill.
Right. You're off.
I'm off. Yeah. Like, leave me the fuck alone. I'm off.
Right.
So that's my hard deadline is the time you guys come out here. I'm hoping to get things in motion much sooner than that, but in my head, that's my hard deadline. Like, if I'm still at my current employer, I'm just going to take the week off. And if they say, no, you can't, then I'm just going to be like, okay, I quit. Like, that's kind of where I'm at.
I mean, that's kind of nice.
That's
an easy choice.
It's kind of where I'm at. I'm like, I'm taking the week off. And I think they respect that so much that I'd probably have a job waiting for me when I get back. not that I want it, but no one's gonna tell me shit. So that's kind of where I'm at. I'm off. When I say I'm off, I'm off.
So I mean, that'd be really nice to have you in that headspace when we come out there. You know, like if you're just completely free like that.
No, I'm gonna be. I'm determined to be in that headspace.
That's awesome.
And that's my hard deadline. I have much softer deadlines before then.
Sure.
That I'm trying to meet. But hopefully I'm just off by the time you guys are out here. Hopefully I'm like between jobs. Like I've been off. Like the way Smitty did his December.
Smitty's still off right now.
Yeah. The way Smitty's doing it, that's how I actually want to do that. That's actually my plan. That's actually what
He's just clocking in every day doing nothing as far as I know.
That's great. Keep doing that.
It's incredible.
Yes. That's actually more or less what I'm trying to do. I'm just waiting on my bonus from fourth quarter, which should come at the end of this month, because they gotta pay me October, November, December, my bonus.
Yeah.
Because once I have that, then I'm just like, you know what? I'll just fucking chill. Because I'm talking to a couple other people about ownership opportunities. And I'm like, you know what? If I'm off for like a month and I'm living off my bonus, like I'm fine.
that'd be tight, man.
Yeah. So hopefully the actually ideal situation is I'm in between jobs by the time you guys are out here and I'm just chilling. Like I might have been off for like 2-3 weeks by the time you guys are ready here. And nice. We just chill for another week or two. You know what I mean? That's what I would like. That's my ideal setup, but I don't know how this is all gonna play out. But worst case, I'm taking the week off. And I'll quit and I will quit my job to take the week off. Worst case. So I don't care.
that'll be perfect, man. And then, I mean, yeah, if you fly out here that weekend, you can obviously.
Yeah,
if not,
that's what I'm thinking. I mean, I got some, I got a legal situation here that I need to get resolved. Hopefully, it gets resolved one way or another, for better or for worse. As long as it's resolved, I don't really care how it goes at this point. As long as there's some sort of finality, then I can just plan shit out from there, and that'd be fine. But.
Yeah, that'll be good. Yeah, fly out Sunday, and then we'll all fly out Sunday.
Yeah, we can all fly out Sunday together.
Basically,
fly
yeah.
Spirit.
Except you'll fly Spirit.
I'm going to fly Spirit. Fuck that. It's cheap as fuck.
But I won't. That's fine. It's still pretty cheap now. I mean, a Vegas flight's like $108.
Is that round trip or one way?
No, it's one way, but
I mean,
it's still cheap.
Still.
For that time of year, that's cheap, man.
Yeah. I mean, I'm fly Spirit. I don't care. But
yeah, no, I know you don't care. Yeah, and then we get out there Sunday, maybe crash at your place.
You're going to crash at my place, yeah.
Monday, hit up Grand Canyon, maybe.
I've never been to the Grand Canyon, ever.
So we definitely got to do that. Havasu Falls is beautiful.
Oh, Havasu Falls? Yeah, no, but, like, you need a reservation for that shit.
Do you?
Yeah, fuck, dude, that's a waiting list. You're not going to just walk in there.
Really? Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, look that up. You looked that up. Actually, you know what? If you want to put us on a waiting list right now, I'll do that. That's a waiting list, dude. That's not something you just walk into.
That's crazy, man. It's nature. Come on.
Nah, you'd be surprised.
I don't like that.
Yeah, but it's worth it. It's worth it.
I'm sure it is. That bothers me.
Yeah.
Then again, we didn't pay for Smokies, the Great Smokies, so it all balanced.
Smokies
out.
Was nice, man. I liked Smokies.
That was pretty. Yeah, I don't know how we didn't pay.
That was like one of the best pictures I ever took. Like everyone loved that picture. The one
oh,
we
yeah,
saw the mountain.
Yeah.
Everyone loved it. Everyone was like, wow, this guy, this Vegas guy. I'm like, yeah, fuck you guys.
Wow, with those yellow shorts he bought at the end.
Oh, no, I didn't wear them, man. We returned them, remember? I did buy them. Those were nice shorts, man. Way overpriced, but nice shorts.
That's funny, man. Yeah, that was a great trip.
That was a great trip, man.
Do something like that again, just a little.
Nah, man, I would have rather gone to Nashville than Knoxville, but now I know not to ever go to Knoxville again, so it's fine.
Right, we learned.
Yeah, because Knoxville, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, one day we go to a national park or something, and then the other day we just kind of explore the city and chill.
Yeah, and you know what? Yeah. If I get this other gig, that's my plan. I'm just going to do whatever the fuck I want. I'm going to make less money up front, but I don't care.
Is there one? Is there one national park you really want to go to?
Off the top of my head, no. I'd go to whatever and explore whatever. There's nothing I'm really like. We have to go here. No.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I really want to go to Yosemite and.
I mean, that's the big one, right? Yeah.
Yeah. No, that. I mean, that's incredible. And then I really want to go to Kings Canyon, which is basically.
I mix up Yosemite and Yellowstone. Yosemite's in California.
Yes, Yosemite is in California with the El Capitan.
Is that closer to, like, Sacramento? Because I actually hear Sacramento's beautiful.
Sacramento's up north, right?
Yeah.
I think it's in the middle.
Okay, yeah. Sacramento's, like, north central.
Okay, so maybe that might be the closest major city.
Okay.
So you could fly into there. But, yeah, Yosemite and then Kings Canyon is the one with the redwood forest right next to it.
Yeah.
With the sequoia trees and everything. That, I mean, that, I want to do that.
Yeah, that's fine. Sure. I'm down for whatever.
Yeah. We'll do it.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, or Portland.
Oh, yeah, we've been talking about Portland.
What's the one in – isn't there a national park in Seattle?
I'm sure there's plenty
Olympia.
Out there.
Yeah, I think Olympia National Olympia's Park.
Olympia's a city out that way. So, yeah, I'm sure they have a national park.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, we'll definitely do another one of those.
There's a lot to do.
Or Toronto. You got Banff National Park. Or not Toronto, but, like,
no, I know Banff. I know Banff. Or my friend went to Banff. Took some really nice – I showed you those pictures, I think.
Yeah, dude. It was incredible.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, there's a lot to do, man.
But, yeah, first we got our trip in March. That'll be sick.
Yeah, so Zion you've never done. So you're going to want to do Zion?
Yeah. We could always do it another weekend when I just roll out there by myself or something.
No, there's plenty to do. We can do Zion. I'm trying to figure out actually how to draw this up.
Right. We were trying to plan that out, too. I mean, you can do everything from your place, but
yeah, no, you can come out to my place. We can do a turnaround trip to Zion one day. We can go to Grand Canyon the next day.
That's what we were kind of thinking, like one day go to Zion and come back.
Yeah, and then next day just go to we could do that, but
then, and then next day go to Grand Canyon, and then from the Grand Canyon leave and go to Sedona.
That's actually what I was gonna say. Yeah.
Yeah. So that might be the move.
Because Grand Canyon to Sedona would be probably like 2 hours. Sedona to Phoenix is 2 hours.
Yep.
That's
not too
bad.
That's
not that bad. Rent a car.
No, it's not.
Split that shit. Whatever.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal.
And we'll all be there except Baker. He'll meet us, I think.
Yeah.
He's coming out Wednesday.
That's fine.
Yeah, no, that'll be good.
So I would.
Yeah, we'll rent a car.
Yeah, no. I'm not. No one's putting miles on my car. Yeah, we have to rent a car. So we'll rent a car.
We'll rent a Mustang.
Whatever, man. We'll rent a Mustang. We'll rent whatever.
No, we're not driving that through the mountains.
It'd be fun, though.
It would, but not for me in the backseat.
You want to get a minivan? We'll just fucking minivan. I don't give a shit.
We should get like an RV, man.
We should, but we won't. Let's get a minivan.
Honestly, oh man, how much do you think it would cost to get an RV, though?
Man, do you want me to Google this shit? Hold on.
I mean, that'd be fun, man, just for a couple days.
Let me look. Don't get me hooked on an RV right now.
Theoretically, we get a big ass RV, and then we don't even have to go back to your place after Zion.
I'm looking.
I'm guessing it's a ton of money, but.
Got guns? We do. Lock and load has big guns, little guns, and everything.
Okay. Am I not getting a quote here? What the fuck? I don't know. We're going to have to look that up later. I don't know. This is... Oh, check pricing. There's this thing. City. Probably pick the state first.
From Vegas?
Yeah, Nevada. Loss. Fuck. Fuck you. City. Las Vegas. Depart. I'm going to get a quote right now. Let's see, 16,
or it'd be like the 15th is the Sunday.
Yeah, well, 15th we sleep at my place.
Oh, so yeah, 16th, the Monday.
I'm gonna say 16th through 19th, even though that's the only thing they're giving me.
That's close.
I just want to get it like a daily. Oh, get the fuck out of here!
Is it crazy?
No, it's actually super cheap.
that's definitely an option.
I mean, oh god, this is it's so cheap. I actually don't want to do it.
why? That makes no sense.
It's like $50 to $70 a night.
Oh, that's great, dude. It's perfect because we were talking about that kind of in jest last time. We were saying how we should get like an RV and road trip. But this would be a very mini road trip. We won't get too annoyed with each other either. It's only 2 days.
Yeah, but then we sleep with each other in the Airbnb. Yeah, we get annoyed real quick. Yeah, Smitty. Smitty's high maintenance. You know that. Stop.
He's cooled off a lot.
Has he?
Yeah. Yeah, he's zenned out a lot.
My place is just nicer, and you're paying $0.99 to stay here, so. $0.99. Yeah, it may be just better to rent a car.
Although,
because we're gonna use that. We're gonna use
about
that
Fister.
Yeah, no, Fister snores too. It'll be easier just to rent like a nice car, and just drive because we're gonna use that car in Phoenix too. So
yeah,
it'd be easier just to do that. To be honest,
yeah, the RV would be fun.
The RV would be awesome if we were doing. I'll tell you what we would do the RV thing for.
We drive to Cali.
Not just that. We do the major league stadiums. We do all the MLB stadiums. Do that in an RV.
That would be fun.
That would be the move. Then I'd get an RV. And we just go hit up whatever.
Yeah, maybe if we do Yosemite and something else, we get an RV out there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna nix the RV thing for now. But yeah, no, you guys just crash at my place for a couple days and then just we'll Airbnb it.
No, I mean, I forgot. Fister snores, and he does. I love him, but he smells really bad, too, so that would not work.
Yeah, and tight quadrants.
Yeah.
You say Smitty's zoned out. I'm sure he has a little bit, but we are who we are. He's going to flip out.
Yeah, and it's a tight space.
It's tight
for that
quadrants.
Many days.
It's just enough.
For sure.
Yeah, no, my place is nice enough. Yeah, it's got. I got a bed, I got a big couch. I'll probably get an air mattress in here too. So, yeah, no, it'll be fine. It'll be nice here.
So we stay at your house two nights.
Yeah, stay at my house two nights, and then
Tuesday we wake up, leave, go to Grand Canyon.
No,
stay at Sedona.
Okay, yeah. So that's actually the question.
It's only one extra night then of lodging. That's not bad at all.
That's not bad. So Sedona, we could do. Yeah, we could pay an extra night out of pocket of lodging in Sedona. Get like a nice place on Sedona on a freaking Tuesday.
It shouldn't be too bad.
Yeah, except I'm sure they're accounting for all the spring training people who are doing the same thing. Because we act like we have original thoughts, we don't. So Tuesday, then we go down there once. So, yeah, but even so, Tuesday, three way. It'd be three way. Not bad.
And even Wednesday morning, we can get a Sedona hike in too. Because
we can't
check in until Wednesday afternoon anyway. So.
Oh yeah, we can do whatever the hell we want. Yeah, Wednesday. Yeah. Get a nice brunch.
So if we just drive to the Grand Canyon hike and then
there's a nice park in Prescott, isn't there? What's the name of it? Sequoia? Is it Sequoia?
Is it?
I'm gonna look that shit up.
Where's Prescott as compared to Flagstaff?
Prescott,
is it?
It's near
Flagstaff, right?
No, I'm going in terms of Sedona, so it'll be west of Sedona. Okay. It'll be slightly northwest of Sedona. I'm gonna say like an hour and a half, 2 hours out. And that's off the top of my head. I actually don't know that, but let me see.
And then where's Sedona from Flagstaff? Close, right?
Yeah, yeah, it is.
Yeah. But yeah, no.
Oh no, Sequoia National Park is in Visalia, California. I don't know why.
That's the one that I'm thinking of. That's like Kings Canyon.
Yes.
North. Yeah.
Yes, Kings Canyon. That's exactly right. But let me look up Prescott because Prescott's actually a nice town too. It's not nice.
I've heard good things.
It's not nicer than Sedona. Sedona's beautiful.
God, Sedona's unbelievable.
Prescott.
Have you been to Sedona during the like nicer months or just the winter with Adriana?
Oh, you remember that stuff. Yeah, just the winter with Adriana.
Nice. So you haven't seen it.
No, because Sedona all seasons.
Hell yeah. I'd love to see it during the winter, but
oh, it's beautiful. Oh, in the winter. Oh my god. Oh my god. That's fucking what do you call it? What's that? Postcard. It's postcard shit in the winter. Oh my god. It's beautiful.
It's postcard stuff year round, man.
It is.
Beautiful place.
It's crazy. Ever. I would love to have a house out there, man. Oh my god. Or retire out there, just leave me the fuck alone. Although Sedona's become a little bit gentrified.
Oh, 100%.
But
the town itself. The town itself.
Yeah, the town itself. Yeah. Not the people, but the town. I'm trying to look up.
And living there wouldn't be as special. You say that, and then you live there for a couple of years. You're like, okay.
No, I mean, look at my dumbass. I live on the Strip, and I'm like, it's
exactly.
Okay. So anybody else would be like, oh, my God, dude, that's sick. You know, and I'm like, yeah, whatever.
That's why it's like, you know, you can change your external circumstances, but it, ultimately it's about your... I mean, we're always going to want more and different. Yeah. That's human nature.
Yeah. But yeah, Prescott's nice, but I mean, yeah, we'll definitely go to Sedona instead.
No, it's perfect. So your place, Sunday, Monday.
Sunday, yeah, Monday, right. Yeah. Well, Tuesday we can get some lodge. Yeah, we can go to Sedona and just crash there.
That's nice. It's not, it's
well,
not
let's get, we can get, no, we can get like a nice resort in like Sedona. That's what I'd want to do.
If we could, because after the Grand Canyon, we just drive there.
Just get a nice out, resort. Like a nice resort room, not like some like whatever hole in the wall.
Yep.
That's what I would
Wednesday
do.
Wednesday we could hike Sedona and then drive to Phoenix in the afternoon.
That would be amazing.
Perfect.
That sounds great. That's the plan, dude.
So we hit up Zion, Grand Canyon, and Sedona all before the trip starts.
Yeah. I mean, that's your pre-trip. That's insane.
That's already a trip in itself. Right
yeah,
there.
That's insane. That's your pre-trip.
Oh,
Vegas.
I got some good
Vegas.
Spots.
Vegas. So you do Vegas, Utah. You do Vegas, Zion, Grand Canyon, Sedona before we actually start our trip. That's like, seriously, that's amazing.
It is.
That's amazing.
God, it's going to be great.
Yeah. So,
I'm pumped.
I'm pumped too, man.
Fuck, that'll be nice.
That'll be great.
And yeah, I know some good hikes in AZ we can do. But yeah, it'll be fun, man.
Yeah.
We could split up some days too, like. I mean,
I'm sure you're gonna go off your own way and like go to the zoo or some shit.
Yeah, I might go. I think I have a membership. It probably expired at the Phoenix Zoo.
I got a membership.
Dude, I used to go there all the time, man.
Yeah. You did go. You went to the zoo in Denver. You like?
I love zoos, man.
Zoos? Come on, I don't know.
No, they're actually. I mean, they are kind of depressing. I remember I went really high once at Phoenix and I got depressed.
The animals are trapped, man.
Exactly. I was like, ah, man, they're not even animals anymore.
No, I went to the Shedd Aquarium, like, my birthday weekend, and I'm like, dude, all these animals are just fucking trapped.
Yep.
I'm like, this sucks.
It's sad when you think about it.
I'm like, this sucks, man. We just capture these animals and make them swim in this tiny-ass tank and shit. It's terrible, man. Fucking Truman Show shit, man. Get the fuck out of
it. It's exactly what it is. It's exactly what
fucking
it is.
Truman Show.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's actually perfect. Yeah. That's 100% what it is.
Yeah.
Oh. What a great movie.
I'm the one that showed you that, right? Or I told you about it. Yeah.
Yeah, you reminded me of it because I had seen it a long time ago.
Yeah. No, Truman really... Show is just like, whoa.
That's a deep movie, man.
Yeah, it's a deep. Jim Carrey
and The Matrix.
Jim Carrey had a few of those, man.
No, Jim Carrey's fantastic, man. His whole evolution as a person has been pretty cool, too.
Well, Jim Carrey now is just... I don't want to say he's off his rocker.
He's not.
Because I actually agree with you. He's not. He just comes across as such.
Yeah, he's just, like, so disconnected from...
he's like, this is dumb.
Right. Like, he's not even trying at all to maintain any appearance of normalcy.
I think he hates Dumb and Dumber now. If I had to guess... I don't even think he likes that movie.
He's probably like, well, it reminds him of who he used to be, probably.
Right.
He's a different person now.
Right. He's like, really? This has like a cult following? Like, you guys like this shit? I could totally see him thinking that. It's like, what the fuck, you guys?
I don't know, man. I'd like to think even the most quote unquote like spiritual or woke people can still laugh at dumb shit like that.
Yeah, but even I'm sure he's like, come on. Like, really?
No, I don't know.
Fuck that. No, Jim Carrey loves Dumb and Dumber. Fuck that.
I would think, man.
I don't
want
to believe any different. That would actually traumatize.
They appreciate stuff like that. It's good to go out of your mind and just laugh at stupid shit from time to time.
Yeah.
You can't get too like pedantic about it.
I'm sure he hates Dumb and Dumber too. But
oh, I'm sure, as we all do.
Oh,
right?
Oh my God, that's a terrible movie.
I never saw it. But
No. Nope.
Don't worry. I have no inclination of seeing it.
Nope.
No desire to.
Nope. Don't do it.
You still got to watch The Matrix if you haven't seen it.
You know, I always try to start it, and I just don't get into it. Ever.
Okay. Okay, fair enough.
No, don't force it. Everyone's watched The Matrix. I need to watch The Matrix. I just need to fucking take Adderall and watch The Matrix. That's my problem.
Yeah, or get really high and watch it or something.
Okay, yeah, either or. Just something. Like, I cannot, like, every time I turn on The Matrix, I'm just like, you know what? Fuck this. I want to watch something funny.
Yeah, and it's a deep movie and it's dark.
And I don't finish it. I gotta watch The Matrix. I'll watch The Matrix sometime this year.
When it feels right.
You know. It hasn't felt right, but I'm gonna force myself to. That's my thing.
Yeah, I don't know, but at the same time, it's like if you have to force yourself to, then what are you gonna get out of it?
No. You just gotta sit down and do it.
But yeah, no, I think it's worth watching once.
Yeah.
It's deep, man.
Yeah. It's just, you know what turns back? It's Keanu Reeves. That's why.
Yeah. He's such a bad actor.
That's what I'm saying. You know, that's I think that's exactly what it is. Because you know Will Smith was originally cast for The Matrix, right?
Oh, dude, that would have been so dope if he was in
okay,
it.
Okay, but Will Smith turned on the role for what? Wild Wild West. Yes.
Yeah, but look where
he recovered from it. Don't get me wrong. He didn't. He doesn't need The Matrix. But think of how different that movie would have been with Will Smith.
Yeah,
like Will Smith, I would have watched the movie.
Yeah,
Keanu Reeves, I have trouble getting through. It's Keanu. I just know he sucks. That's why.
Yeah, like he's a good dude. He just is not a good.
He's
actor.
Not a good actor. Neither is Paul Walker. Paul Walker.
Nope. Yeah,
terrible,
they're very similar. Very similar.
But you know, Paul Walker was blessed with a tremendous. Fast and Furious cat. I don't know if I could say the same about The Matrix. I mean, Lawrence Fishburne's good, but like,
that's the only big name. That's it,
right?
Yep.
So I can't get through The Matrix. I'm gonna try it
for sure
because there's Matrix Reloaded too. There's sequels and like shit.
Yeah, I actually never saw the third one. I saw the second one.
Okay, so how was the second one?
It was solid.
Solid.
It was solid.
Okay, so it wasn't a cash grab. It actually served a purpose.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was that bad. It was maybe in between like a great sequel and a complete cash grab.
Okay, that's all. That's actually all you hope to do with sequels,
right? Not be trash.
Yeah. Now there are some sequels that are better than the original, but I would say Rush Hour 2 is better than Rush Hour 1.
I would not disagree. It's at least on par with it.
I would say that. Other than that,
it's hard to.
I enjoyed Home Alone 2 more than I did Home Alone 1, even though Home Alone 2's plot was exactly the same, except in New York.
I think it was funner because it was like it took the entire city into account.
Yeah,
it just seemed bigger.
It was more fun.
Yeah, the scale seemed bigger.
It was more fun.
I liked it.
So I could make the argument that Home Alone 2 is better than Home Alone 1. Based on that, but other than that, no, I can't really think of too many things. Hangover 2 and 3 were cash grabs.
Oh, God, yeah.
Hangover 2 especially. Hangover 3 at least tried to be somewhat different, but Hangover 2 was just a cash grab.
It was bad? I never saw
No, that's the thing. It was still good. Like, I still enjoyed the movie, but it was the exact same plot, but in Bangkok.
Like the same story.
It was
everything.
The same plot, but in Bangkok.
Hey, what's up? Oh man. But yeah, check it out. Check it out.
Oh well.
Any movies you've seen recently that you'd recommend?
I watched Bohemian Rhapsody.
Ah.
That's pretty good. It's long though.
That actor's in a great show called Mr. Robot. I don't know if you've heard of that show.
You know that actor's actually my blood, right?
Is he?
Rami Malek?
Yeah, I could see it.
Yeah, he's Coptic Orthodox. So he's actually like a big deal.
I can see that.
But,
I thought he was like definitely some Middle Eastern.
Yeah,
or
he's
something.
Egyptian.
Yeah.
He's Egyptian. And he's Christian too, which is crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely everybody in the community got excited when he got an Oscar for Bohemian Rhapsody.
Cool.
But it was actually a really good movie. He did a great job. I was skeptical, but then I watched it for the first time last week, and I'm like,
he looks like him. I've seen.
Yeah, no, he looks exactly like him. I was like,
it's
wow,
crazy.
He actually transformed into him. He did a remarkable job.
Nice.
I'll give him that. I'll hang my hat on him. He did a great job. But the rest of us, we're all good.
Well, I mean, he's like a very distinctive looking dude. Like, he's not like attractive. No, he's like not. Unique.
Yeah, he's unique. Yeah, that's fair.
It's not bad or good, but very distinctive. Yeah,
that's fair.
Check out Mr. Robot. That's a
Mr.
good show
Robot.
Too.
Okay.
Yeah, he's the lead in that.
Is he?
I've only watched one season, but I think fourth season just finished. I think it's done. But it's
Mr. What's that on?
It's on Prime.
Okay, perfect.
Yep.
I have that.
Yeah, highly recommend. You'll like season one a lot. It's like, have you seen Fight Club?
Yes. I love Fight Club.
It's like Fight Club mixed with V for Vendetta.
Okay.
If you've seen both of those.
Not as familiar with the latter, but I do love Fight Club.
Okay. V for Vendetta is another one I'd recommend. Highly recommend that movie.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyways, I mean, you can recommend so many movies, it's got to be organic.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I got a lot to watch.
For sure.
Just go. I'll be getting
that. Or you could watch the NBA. You know, it's fine.
Yeah. Well, the NBA is mindless. I can just, like, tune in and out and then...
This is true.
Hockey's nice. You need to get into hockey, dude.
Yeah, like, objectively, I get it. I really do.
Hockey's nice, man.
Like, when Smitty and I went to see the game in St. Louis, it was a lot of fun. Live hockey's great.
No, I'm just talking about hockey in general. I'm not talking about Blackhawks or Knights or anything. I'm just... Hockey's a good sport. Hockey's a nice sport. Even watching the Arizona Coyotes or whatever the hell they call themselves down there. It's not... Well, actually, they're actually really good this year, the Coyotes.
I was just about to ask. That's what I heard.
They're really good. They're neck and neck with the Knights in the division.
Okay.
So that's a nice little rivalry there. Not a rivalry, but it's easy for us to drive down there and go check out a game. Cheaper than on the Strip, so it's nice.
Yeah, I'm sure their stadium's the same as Chase Field. No one goes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, I would think that would change. They have a really good team this year. So, which is cool. I like seeing these desert teams.
I was just thriving about to say that. Hockey. How hilarious is that? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm actually going to a game next month in Anaheim to watch hockey.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So, I like that hockey's picking up a little bit, at least in my mind. I like hockey.
I get it.
As a product, I like it more than the NBA. I grew up on the NBA, so obviously, and I'm more familiar with the NBA, so I'm obviously
watching
more.
Right. You got the nostalgia.
But as a product, objectively, hockey's much better.
I could definitely see that.
Much better.
For a casual fan, I think it's more exciting.
Because there's much more parity, too. Even the Hawks, who suck, if they win, like, 3-4 games in a row, they're, like, right back in the playoffs.
Didn't they just give up, like, 7 goals yesterday?
Yeah, but they scored 5. So.
maybe they won 7-5.
I think they lost 7-5.
That's absurd.
So, like Smitty always says, the Hawks suck. But, like, I just look at it objectively. I'm like, yo, if you guys win 3-4 games in a row, you guys are fine.
Yeah.
But Smitty's, like, super emotional about it. See, I love being objective about hockey. That's why I'm in first place in the fantasy league. Because, like, I don't care. Like, I'm just like, this guy's good. I'm going to pick him up. I don't know who he is. I don't give a shit. But, I'm like, Smitty, I'm like, dude, if the Hawks win 3-4 in a row, they're fine.
That's funny.
I'm like, it's not that hard. I'm like, they can do it. They have the team. There's the talent there. He's like, no, man, we're trending in the wrong direction. We suck. And, like, Smitty can break it down, and he can give me every reason why the Hawks suck.
Right.
And he knows better than I do that the Hawks suck.
Right.
But I'm like, you win 3-4 in a row, you're fine. I'm like, and in hockey, you can do that.
Yep. I mean, all you probably need is a hot goalie for a while,
That's
too.
That's what I'm saying.
Yep.
And they have good goaltending.
Fun, man.
They have
playoffs
good
are fun.
And the Hawks have good goaltending. Their defense is not very good.
Right. If their goaltending wasn't good, they'd be giving up like 5
That's what I'm saying.
Game or something crazy, right?
So if anything, if they were aggressive, they'd get some defensemen and they'd be fine. They'd be competitive. Because once you get in the playoffs too in hockey, 8 seeds beat 1 seeds all the time.
Yeah, last year, right? Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay got swept. Tampa Bay was like one of the best teams of all time, regular season.
That's insane.
Swept by Columbus, the 8 seed. Swept. Not that they lost. They were swept.
Right. That's crazy.
And you're just like, what? That's hockey's insane, dude. Hockey playoffs are just crazy. You think baseball's a crapshoot? Hockey's insane.
Oh, no, definitely hockey.
Hockey's crazy, dude.
In terms of just skill level too, like playing hockey is mind blowingly difficult.
Yes.
Like skating's hard enough on its own.
Yes.
You factor in the fact that these guys are going full speed, backwards,
sideways.
All
these guys are so highly skilled, it's hard to say that, oh, this team sucks. I'm like, no, these guys are fucking awesome.
They're all incredible.
Every single one of them in the league are incredible to me.
Yep. I mean, even just skating, how they skate is insane. And then they have to do all this stick handling and everything.
And then what separates the good teams from the bad is just it's very nuanced.
Yeah,
it's incredible. Hockey's amazing, man. I wish I got into it when I was younger.
I bet you if we watched it, like, when we were tripping that one time, we would have, like, been in complete awe of the skill.
I'll tell you what. If it wasn't for the Blackhawks owner in the 90s who just blacked out, like, the games, and then Michael Jordan, because Michael Jordan took a generation away from, like, other sports. Like, you just watch Michael Jordan. I watch Michael Jordan.
Yep.
So if it wasn't for him, if it wasn't for Michael Jordan, I'd probably be a bigger hockey fan.
That's a fair point. That and the fact that Bill Wirtz
was very
selfish.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the combination of those two. In the 90s, you're not gonna breed a Chicago hockey fan in the 90s. You're just not. Impossible. No. Unless you come from
a
well-off family like some people. What's up, guys? Who can afford ice time for their children to skate? You know. No. Playing hockey is expensive. That's my point. It is.
Oh, yeah. All the equipment.
Yeah. So it's like, I was never going to play hockey, you know. But I would have loved to. I would have loved to learn.
Yeah.
It's much easier to pick up a basketball.
Oh, yeah.
you know what I mean?
I feel like if you can play hockey, you got to be able to play other sports pretty well. Yeah.
But hockey players aren't strong. They're just – they have great endurance.
Yep.
And they're tough. They're tough guys.
Yep.
But they're not
strong.
Some
of them are pretty strong.
So I'm making a generalization. But, like, hockey players are tough, but they're not strong individuals. They can't bench press a fucking stick.
And you don't need to be
But
strong.
You don't need – exactly. You don't need to.
It's more skill-based than anything
else.
Man,
so highly skilled. I love hockey, man. It's beautiful, man. It's a beautiful game to watch.
That's why baseball is great, too. Baseball is not about how strong you are, either. It's skill.
Yeah.
I mean, you got Kyle Hendricks out there dominating. I love it.
We had this discussion before, you and I. Kyle Hendricks puts together another decade. That's a long time. He puts together another decade like this. He's a Hall of Famer. That's a very long time, but...
Yeah, that'd be pitching until he's 38, 39, right?
Right. He's a Hall of Famer. I think he's on that track. Because he has an arm that we're like...
If he puts together five more years, he could be.
Yeah. Because to me, he has like an ageless arm.
He does.
I'm not going to call him Jamie Moyer, but like... He could pitch for a long time, I feel like.
Yeah, he's not driven by velocity.
Exactly. I really like... Yeah, Hendricks could be a Hall of Famer to me.
No, dude, that's the cool thing about baseball.
Based on longevity. And he did put together a season where his ERA was just, like, insane. So he has that on 16? His resume. Yeah, so he has that on his resume, too, on top of everything else. If he has the longevity and then that season, I think he's in. It's too early to say, but that's my hot take prediction. I think Kyle Hendricks seems to all stand one day.
Oh, yeah, we got to do that podcast at some point. We got some time, though.
Well, which one?
The hot takes for baseball.
Oh, no, we're doing over-unders.
Bold predictions. Oh, yeah, we should do that as well.
No. Oh, I'm really looking forward to over-unders. That'll be fun.
We could record one in the car with all of us.
Ooh! Can we do a – that actually be really fun. Could we do a four-way?
Well, I think if everyone brought their own phone and headphones, we could.
I think so, too, actually.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Let's explore this. That would be all-time shit right there.
That would be a lot of fun.
That would be all-time stuff.
And then go over it at the end of the year and see who did well.
That would be all-time stuff. Like, I'll have my notes. I'll have my,
That'd be great.
Like, I want to talk about each team in detail. And, like, yeah. No, that would be a lot. For me, that'd be a lot of fun.
That would be fun. Even if we don't even post it anywhere, that would just be fun to have it, you know.
No, that's something that's something we should post. Even if no one listens to it, that's something we should post. I think that's, like, all-time stuff.
That would be a lot of fun.
If we're all prepared for it.
Ideally, I'd like to do a video version of that, where we're all four on a video at the same time.
Ooh. Yeah, I don't know if that – I don't know, because we're talking about doing it in the car.
Right, it's not possible if we're in the car, but
– But, yeah, no, just, yeah. Actually, oh, I see what you're saying in person, though. In person would be fun.
That'd be great, and then you could use that Zoom app, and we could all be on a split screen.
Maybe, actually. No, that's probably a reach. We're going to be driving in the middle of nowhere for a while.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, but that'd be fun. Unless, of course, we don't do it in the car and we just do it, you know, wherever.
At an Airbnb or something.
Yeah, you know what? That's something to be explored at a later date.
Yeah, we'll see if it comes up. Yeah. I think
that'd be a lot of fun.
It would be. Maybe like the night in Sedona or something.
That's what I was thinking.
But yeah, no, it'd be fun.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right. I'm going to... Let's call it here.
No, that works. I was just about to say the same, actually.
Let's call it here. This is beautiful discussions. I look forward to playing this back.
Fucking great, man.
And then, I'm in for that. I'm in for that entire week. The only question is if I fly into Chicago or not beforehand.
I mean, that's a lot.
It's not a lot.
I mean, yeah, hey, if you can do it, more power to you, man.
Yeah, but... Yeah, that's the only question. I'm gonna take that week off. I'm determined to. So that's
okay.
So that's the plan, man. So
all right, takarizu.
Okay.
All right. God bless.
All right, man. Later.
Peace.